This night of intercession, we are going to cover two main aspects. We're going to pray through Psalm 45. We're going to take it in blocks, but we're also going to pray about the meetings that are coming up this Sunday. Our first spiritual warfare conference is going to be this Sunday. And by the direction of the Lord, I had clarity this morning about the next one. It's going to be actually in September and during the Feast of Booths. It's going to be an interesting time. It's going to be a different one, and it's not going to be like the 3 days that we're going to have this time when we do the boots. It's a 7 day period, or we might say it's 8 days, but it's going to be on that. I think possibly this year is the first year that I, in my memory, that I remember all the fall feasts all together in 1 month. So basically this year, we are going to have a replay of January. Almost. Some days missing, but it's going to be an intensive month. And why not? It's the month of the new year. It's the new year. And God put everything together. And because we're living in very intense times, the world is in a big mess. The kind of mess that you cannot even imagine. And if we ever needed God, we need God now. We need God like we've never needed God. Because I don't know how you are going to survive, make it, being a lukewarm Christian. If there's a time that you really need to be intense in your faith, in your walk, you just stepped into it. That's the kind of world we're living in. I was just sharing with some of the saints a moment ago how there's a push, even in our times, a push to get rid of words like husband and wife and parents, father, mother, get rid of it. Toss that out. You don't want to hear those words. Can you imagine that kind of a world? That people can even actually think those things. And can open their mouth in public and talk stuff like that. And that's just a little bit of what is happening in our world. Everything canceled. And I did for one that you and I as believers are going to be considered as enemies of the state. You said it a long time ago. For any of this, your Bible is going to be, that's a hate book. But we are not operating by what man thinks. Because the real story is this. God is a master flipper. And people that you don't think are going to come to the Lord are going to be radical for the Lord. Amen? This, it's The devil, just like he always does, he thinks he's getting ahead, and then he finds out too late, oops, we made a mistake. If he had thought very well about it, he wouldn't have crucified the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus Christ died, you and I are saved. Look at that. Let's get rid of one man, and that's it. And now there are billions of us all around the world. It's backfiring. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's get into our focus tonight. Psalm 45 starts here by making a very remarkable statement. My heart is rakash, indicting. My heart is being stirred. My heart is moving. My heart is gushing. Well, great, good matter. And I speak of the things which I've made, touching the King. That's going to be our first focus. Our attention is not, we're not burying our head in the sand, but we don't deal with the world as we wish it should be, but we deal with it as it is. The Lord Jesus Christ says to us, he says, if we don't bind a strong man, we cannot spoil his house. And he says, no man. And that included him, because he was man. He says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil that house, except he first bind this strong man. Then he can spoil his house. So when we talk about what's happening in our world, it is not to discourage us. It is to remind us that we are in a battle. And the key thing of overturning that, flipping it around, is this statement. I speak of the things which I have made, touching the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. I speak of the things which I have made, touching the King. Now, what does that all mean to us? He says, I'm speaking of that which has been made, touching the King. And then it says, my tongue, meaning words, is the pen of a ready writer. Two levels. First level, physical writing, that there will be people that will write the prophetic declarations of God over his people. They'll write it down. But it's not just talking about that. It's talking about us making things as concerning the kingdom of God. And how is that made? It is being made as we declare it, and there is somebody, not just natural, but angelic, supernatural, making note of what we are saying. But notice it says, I have made, I have made, I have made. So what is being written down, being recorded, is something that is being made, and it's been made concerning the King. We're going to pray tonight that our hearts will be filled with an excitement about the kingdom of God, that we begin to prophesy what we want to see that will honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That makes sense? And we'll begin to declare what we want to see happen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. God will fill us every day as you wake up, that you begin to prophesy and declare what you want to see, not what the world is doing. No, 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 that's not what we are about. We are about what we want to declare over the world. that men and women are running to the altars, worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Their hands are lifted up, that the people of God are so radicalized by the presence of God in their lives that they are going against the forces of darkness and seeing many come to salvation, healed, delivered, set free, that the manifestation of the kingdom of God is right here. And the angels are writing it down. Look at what they are making. Look at what they are making. Because we got the same spirit. God spoke and he made. Hallelujah. We're going to start making stuff. Glory be to God as it concerns the King. Lift up your voices, rise and begin to prophesy. Thank God for the stirring in your life, the rakash, that indictment, that thing that is stirring you up, that is bubbling inside of you, that you cannot, you know, Jeremiah says, it, you know, the power of God, the anointing of God, the glory of God, the presence of God is like fire. The word of God is like fire in his bones. You are so stirred up by the Spirit of God that, you know, you cannot help but begin to prophesy. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, God, for your presence, for your power, for your authority, God, moving in the earth. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that you're stirring up, oh God, your greatness, oh God, inside of us. And Lord, oh God, your sons and your daughters in the earth realm, and we're beginning to declare boldly, oh Father, not according to our natural mindset, but by your Spirit, that, oh God, our eyes are open, and Lord, oh God, our mouths are speaking, and we are making things, oh God, concerning you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, thank you, Lord, for the tongue that is speaking the word of life. And the readiness, oh Father, of the ready writer. Lord, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that that's happening in the realm of the Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, oh God, that, Lord, oh God, that you're releasing, oh God, even to this ministry, many, oh God, that, oh Father, are ready to write the prophetic word. Write, oh God, the words, oh God, Father, teachings, oh God, that will cause men and women to turn around from wicked ways and embrace the integrity of your everlasting word. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that things are turning around for your people now, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. Adaba shekere balagote sheke, bande bato sokotorubasatae. Oh, we give you praise, Father. Thank you, Lord. You are doing it. You're doing it. It is done. Lord God, your people are taking over in the name of Jesus. Your word is going forth and turning lives around. You're raising up sons and daughters, oh God, mighty, oh God, in valor, mighty, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Mighty warriors, oh God, worshipers in spirit and in truth. Lord, oh God, we call them, oh God, from the byways and the highways and everywhere, wherever they are. We pronounce, oh God, and declare the clarion call of your salvation, oh God, to men and women. And they are hearing, they are seeing, and they are running to your altars. Oh, Father, they're lifting up holy hands, oh, before you in the name of Jesus. They are overturning agendas of darkness right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Father. Glory be to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Two says, thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God hath blessed thee forever. Thou art fairer than the children of men. This is a statement, a declaration saying, you're not like everybody else. Hallelujah. You're not like everybody else. And it says, grace is poured into thy lips. Grace is poured into thy lips. Now, we know what grace is. Grace is that enablement, that enablement that God gives to us. And grace is about favor. It's about kindness. Grace is that thing that causes us to live in a very special placement in the things of our Father. Grace draws you into favor in life, and says, "Thou art fairer than the children of men." And see the punctuation there, colon. How is that happening? Grace is poured into thy lips. The blessing of God, the goodness of God is poured into thy lips. And therefore, that's what you're declaring. Therefore, God had blessed thee forever. We're going to declare, Father, we receive the grace that you've poured into our lips. And we are declaring that word. The word of God says, it says that the prophet, priest, declared over the mountain, grace, 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 and reduced the mountain, brought it down. God is going to use us to push back the darkness. We know what's happening in the world, but we're going to speak the grace of God out of our lips and flip things around. One of the mistakes that we can make is to think that the world is done for and it's, you know, finished. No, that's not what we're saying. We recognize where it is and recognize how bad things are. But God has commissioned us to turn, push back the darkness. Amen? And the way we push the darkness back is by speaking the word of God, putting a halt to whatever ground the enemy thinks he has captured and forcing back. He cannot, you know, there's going to be the time when it's going to hit the fan, so to speak, but it's not yet. Because there are too many people that still haven't heard the gospel yet. And the Lord said, push back the darkness. And that's why we're having the spiritual warfare conference. And one of the statements of declaration there is pushing back the darkness. Redeeming the times. So whatever ground the enemy has gained, we're going to collect it back. Amen? Because we're no longer sleeping. We have an indictment in our spirits concerning the King. Hallelujah. Praise God. And there's a recording of the statements from generation to generation to generation until our time. And there must be a fulfillment of those prophetic words. Because the enemy is always resisting the word of God. But so are we. We're also resisting the devil. He cannot win. Any peace. No turf. We take it back. Amen? So let us begin to declare now that there be grace on our lips to declare the purposes of God. Rise and begin to declare the word of God. Randa ba shekete lebre sekete baladoko shendele mata balakatika reparaba sheke rebra kataba. Father, we thank you, Lord, O God, for the outpouring of grace on our lips, on our mouths, O God. And we're declaring, O God, the glorious things of the kingdom of God. We are saying your kingdom is manifested. Lord, O God, there's an outpouring of your Holy Spirit like never before. We are walking, O God, in the fullness of the baptism. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that satanic agendas have been put to an immediate halt. Father, in Jesus' name, we behead every work of the enemy. We cut off every plan of Satan. And we declare, O God, that your glory be revealed in our midst. Lord, O God, you are raising up, O God, mighty men and women. Lord, O God, who know what their rights are, and they are living the life of God. In every city, in every community, Lord, O God, your name is lifted up. Your name is lifted up. We declare it now. 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 And we thank you, Lord, O God, for angelic assistance. O God, that which is written, because we have declared it, O God, it's now been enacted, been brought, O God, into manifestation. Revivals, O God, in our city. Revival in us, in our communities. Revival in our streets. In Kadaba Shekele Breketema. Revival in the church. O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, O God, you are confronting men and women, even in their dreams. Lord, O God, they are coming to salvation. Lord, O God, they are coming to salvation. They are hearing, O God, thus said the Lord, word of truth. Father, in the name of Jesus, those that have been held captive by Satan are now being released in the name of Jesus. We worship you. There is a shaking. Oh, Father, we give you praise. Oh, Father, we give you praise. Oh, Father, we give you praise. Lord, oh God, Paul and Silas were in bondage, but they were praising, worshiping you, and you shook the place, and the gates sprung wide open, and the chains fell off of them. And a man came running and said, what can I do to be saved? Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to preach the gospel in all the world. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. You're exposing every satanic agenda and bringing it all to a halt. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, guard thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty write prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things, or magnificent, awesome things. That those two verses bring us to this particular aspect. Actually, let me go on to the next verse. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. This is an invitation to God to get into this fight, because it is by his grace that we can do great exploits. So gird thy sword upon thy thigh. When the word of God talk about the thigh, it's a way of talking about the strength. Because let's look at it this way: the strength in your legs, the ability to stand, centered here. If this is weak here, then you're not going to do too much. So put your strength, your sword, your word, in your strength, in your ability to stand. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh. This is a way of saying to us that we need to be empowered by the word of God. Give us the word that we need to bring about the results that we need to bring about. When I was talking a moment ago about the idea of don't use the word parents and, you know, husband. Do you know where that statement came from? Who started making that promotion? It is a church school. Isn't that interesting? The devil's a liar. But God is going to gird us with his word, with his ability. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. What is this thigh? It's us. We are the body. We are the ones that are standing. What is this thigh? It is the intercessor, those who are standing as watchmen on the walls, those that are driven by the presence of God. The thigh, strength there means speed. The thigh, strength there means that you are able to hold up weight. Now, there's something about the arms, and that's true, but without this here, you're not lifting that much. The Word of God says to us there, and in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth. So this is part of what this sword and the tie is connected to. Truth, meekness, righteousness. And then it says, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things, or magnificent, awesome things. And then it says, thine arrows, and the Bible talks about arrows being the children of the mighty. And Psalm 127 tells us that. It says, thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. In other words, our children are going to be raised up by the Spirit of God against the enemies of the king. And the people fall under thee. In other words, God is going to raise up our children. The children that did, you know exactly what the devil is trying to do? He's trying to destroy the little ones. I know there's racism in the world, but how is it that you're going to teach a six-month-old child and tell the six-month-old child that the child is racist? Under what canopy does that happen? Seeding into little ones a sense of worthlessness, that they have no value. Make people hate their color. That is of the devil. We need to deal with issues that need to be dealt with. But people are people. Whatever color they have, they have. I cannot imagine me with a white, I'll be an ugly white man. I look good with this color. This is the right color for me. Glory be to God. So, but the devil just wants to destroy people. Destroy them while they are young. Make them feel worthless. But God is going to raise up parents and their children, and God is going to use our children as sharp arrows against the king's enemy. The king in this case, we're referencing as God. the King of Kings and the Lord, the enemies of God. God is going to raise up our children, and they're going to have a strong voice, and they're going to speak boldly and speak clearly and dumbfound those that want to stop them and humiliate them and make them feel worthless. Let us pray. God, build up our spiritual muscles and help us confront the forces of darkness and bring them down. It says the people fall under thee. They will bow before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Pray. Matabo shekele breketeba. Ore maladaba shaka. Deketen de mati palado soko. Rehin de maladaba shakataba. Rebanabo shentele breketeka. Father God, build your people. Build your people. Build your church. Lord of God, let that enemy that's trying to destroy men and women, oh God, receive a swift judgment from your throne room. In the mighty name of Jesus, we denounce the accusation and the condemnation from hell. And we declare, oh God, righteousness, truth, hallelujah, and meekness is established in your people. Lord, oh God, that spirit, oh God, that is trying to destroy men and make them feel worthless and hopeless. Lord, oh God, we destroy that spirit right now. Raise up, oh God, your people. Oh, Rabba Shekele Matabaka. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are targeting every enemy, and you're cutting them down, and you're establishing your will, your people, all races, you're raising them up. Lord, oh God, those that have been beat down for generations, you are raising them up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, oh God, for what you are doing right now. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, oh God, for what you are doing, oh God, with the indigenous people of the earth. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they are coming to their rightful place. Lord, oh God, we thank you, Lord, oh God, for what you're doing with different ethnic groups right now. They are coming, oh God, an awareness of who you are and what you've created them to do. Lord, oh God, they are coming to their particular position in the name of Jesus. Raise up your people. Raise up your people. Raise up your people. Raise up your people. Raise up your people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, oh God, the satanic agendas are cut up in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word is alive, oh God, in your church. Oh, Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. We push back the darkness and we redeem the times. Mateba shekele balakaha, remadaba shekele broso koteba, rekitereba sheka, randa matoso kotorebaka. In the mighty name of Jesus, mighty God, we give you praise. Bade mataba, we destroy this spirit of prejudice that is trying to ruin the lives of many. Oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord, oh God, prejudice or reverse prejudice or whatever it is, Father, we reject all of it. We declare, oh God, that we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Father God, all races, all nations, we belong to you and you reign supreme. Father, in Jesus' name, we do not want the solutions of men. We want the solutions of God who establishes his people from every race, from every nation. We reject the lies of Satan and his cohorts. We are the people of God. That spirit that's trying to tear down everything, whether it's good or bad, Father, we declare right now in the name of Jesus that you, the master builder, Lord, oh God, that you will masterfully tear down what needs to be torn down. Pull down what needs to be pulled down. Rip up what needs to be ripped up. But we know, God, that you are a builder.
Oh, Rabba Shakatawa, you will build and you will plant your people. You will establish your people. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are doing it now. You are doing it now. That which must be shaken is being shaken. Lord, oh God, that you may establish that which is right. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Glory be to God. The word of God says in verse 6, it says, thy throne, O God, is forever. Hallelujah. That means, God, you're in charge forever. There's not a time that you're not in charge. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scripture of thy kingdom is a right scripture. Praise God. The judgments of God are right. They're always right. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy feathers. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God loves righteousness and hates wickedness. And that which is true of him is true of us. When we love righteousness and hate wickedness, wherever it is, you know, some of the things I'm talking about right now will cause so many people to flip. Why are you saying that? Well, because I know what righteousness is. And I know what wickedness is. And wickedness is always wickedness. No matter how, what kind of paint you paint it with, still wickedness. There are no bad, let me put it this way. People are people, they are sinners. But God is a righteous God. And every one of us without God will act like the devil. But that doesn't mean that we're the devil. Means that we don't know who we are. God separates us from our sins. When the world tries to bring its own solutions, it separates people and creates more division. I know I'm Canadian, and I should not be talking to you about things that are happening down south that much because I'm Canadian. But we're in one world. And I'm not here to talk politics. I'm just saying that the world solution is creating more problems for our world. Can you imagine? Please don't take me where I'm not going. Just listen to exactly what I'm saying. Because we need to pray righteously. It's a white man, he's a farmer. It's a black man, he's a farmer. The white man does not get loan forgiveness. The black man gets loan forgiveness plus 20% more. All of your debt is forgiven you, and then we pay you 20% more for what you owed. But this white man over here doesn't get a dime. What does that do? It helps the black man? Or does it help the white man? It just creates division. That is foolishness. If this guy owes something, clear the debt, if that's what you're planning on doing. But even if you clear this guy's bill 100%, why are you paying him 20% more? And you're saying, we're trying to be together. That is not righteousness. That's of the devil. That is wickedness. That's just plain wickedness. That's somebody who's trying to cause races to clash. That's not God. But has nothing to do with that. Righteousness establishes all. God creates balance. And He forgave me all my sins and didn't leave any aspect of it. And forgive everybody. That's deep. When we love righteousness and we speak the truth, and we're fair, and I know there's been a lot of bad things that have been done to black folks and indigenous people, native people in the land. Correct that. Change how you approach each other, but do it righteously. Reconcile, but don't create more problems. God says, when you and I love righteousness, when we know that He is on the throne, when you and I love righteousness and we hate wickedness, He says, therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness. He anoints us with the oil of gladness that turns away every grief, every pain that we've had. It's wiped off. And a new beginning is established. And that's exactly what God wants for us as His people. And so today we're going to pray, God, help me to love righteousness and hate wickedness wherever I see it. And not be racist, whether I'm black or white or brown or whatever. Everybody's racist if you let them. Everybody's prejudiced if you let them. You've got to face up with what you are doing and turn from it. By loving righteousness and hating wickedness, speak up and say, that's not right. Yeah, but I'm doing it for you. No, you're not doing it for me. If you're not being a blessing to my brother, you're not being a blessing to me either. We are one race. Amen? One race. It's the human race. Hallelujah. And I want to be anointed with the oil of gladness above any other person that wants to go the unrighteous, wicked way. He says, I'm going to flood your life with gladness. I want to receive that gladness, don't you? Amen? He loves everybody. He died for us all. When you know that God is on the throne, give me verse 6 again. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. That means, God, you are in charge. You are in control. I'm not depending on man and what man will do or not do. I am connected to you. God elevates. God elevates you. You find favor from people that are supposed to hate you. People that are supposed to tear you down. People that are supposed to do you wrong. All of a sudden, God stares them down and they start doing the right thing. I don't know why I'm doing it. I know why you're doing it. You cannot help it. You're going to be a blessing to me whether you like it or not. Well, after you've blessed me, you can go and cry if you want. God says, He's going to elevate me above my fellows. So, give me a break. I'm not dependent on no government to correct nothing for me. They don't know what they're doing.
I can only pray for them that they do the right thing. Amen? Hallelujah. So let us pray. Let us thank God for this righteousness and the ability to identify what is wicked and shun it, so that we are flooded with the goodness of God, anointed with the oil of God, gladness. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, oh God, for the grace that is abounding towards me and all of your people, your church. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, to identify wickedness where we see it. And, Lord, oh God, shun it, reject it. Lord, oh God, help us, oh God, to grasp, oh God, with the spirit of understanding what is true. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for your healing grace. Oh, God, heal the nations. Heal your people. Lord, oh God, let all of this divisiveness, all of this nonsense that's happening in our world cease. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, oh God, the assault, oh God, on the different races that is happening against Asians, oh God, in the name of Jesus, against blacks. Father, oh God, all this wicked activity operating in our world, we declare, oh God, that it be written now, that, Lord, oh God, that there is a cleansing in the land, that they cleansing in the hearts of the people. Lord, oh God, that people begin to see each other with the eyes of a loving God who cares, who understands, who wants the best for everyone. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the oil of gladness that's pouring upon our lives this day. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you praise. You have done it and you continue to do it for your glory and honor and for our benefit. Blessed be your holy name. Let this darkness be pushed back. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 8 says, all thy garments smell of myrrh and alloys and cassia out of the ivory palaces. Oh, wow. Whereby they have made thee glad. He just talked to us about the oil of gladness. And God says, he's basically saying, this oil of gladness is bringing you into a palace. And you are drenched and smelling good. You know, the primary perfume I wear is called Zino. Exactly like my name, Z-I-N-O. God knew before I was born that a perfume had to be made just for me, with my name on it. Hallelujah. Don't get jealous. and to make sure that I am doubly blessed, he said, let's make him another one called Michael. So I got perfume called Michael, and I got perfume called Zeno. Abba. Oh, and when I come in smelling good, you smell good. What is it that you're wearing? I said, I'm wearing Zeno. It's my name. He said, no kidding. Well, he says, all thy garments smell of myrrh and alloys and cassia out of the ivory palaces. Not only are you smelling good, where you're coming from is smelling good. Hallelujah. Out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. Kings, daughters, were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. This is the nicest of gold. God is speaking. God is declaring over us great wealth. He's saying, you are so blessed and you are in the presence of greatness all the time. Hallelujah. In the presence of greatness. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir.
Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And what is the idea the Lord is trying to communicate here? Verse 12, let me go to verse 12 and then I'll make a comment. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. The idea that God is communicating unto us here is very unique. He's saying, you got to step from your natural father, mother setting and connect yourself with a godly heritage. In the natural, you get what is natural, which is you can step into another dimension so that the king can locate you. Watch this. Hearken, listen, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Verse 10, forget also thine own people and thy father's house. God is saying, you need to separate yourself so you can have this greatness abide with you and experience this elevation. And what we need to do as God's people is do exactly that. Recognize that our association and our connection is with God. Amen? Yes, I am of the human race, but the Word of God says, I am not of this world. Amen? Praise the Lord. So I can become the ambassador of God. I have to be born from above. I have to have a new father. I must be born with an incorruptible seed. So this prayer here is going to be, God, do what needs to be done and help me do what I need to do so that I can have a change in status. Amen? That I move amongst great people. And we're going to see in just a moment, as you're moving amongst great people, greatness comes upon you. Praise the Lord. Lift up your voice before the Lord and thank God for the grace to be able to make that decision. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, incline thine ear to make the necessary change. That shift that must happen. Hallelujah. Father, thank you, Lord, that grace of God is released now. So, Lord, O God, that I can disassociate myself from that which is meager, that which is meaningless, and cleave unto you, the author and the finisher of my faith, recognizing, O God, that I am a God kind. O God, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, I started as part of the human race. But Lord God, I thank you that you are bringing me and all of your people to that sensibility that we are of the God kind. We are of the God race. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, that there might be a change in our status as your people, raised up by your presence, raised up by your power, raised up by your authority, raised up by your wisdom to do great exploits. Blessed be your holy name. Magnify your name, O God, in our lives, for we magnify you, King of Kings, forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 14 says, she shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. This is association. He says, with gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children,
whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. This is the ability to elevate your children. The fathers are already in their rightful place. But God is saying, it's time to elevate the children. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. In other words, God wants to bring us to the place where by the spoken word, by affirmation, our children rise up and they begin to rule and reign in positions of authority around the world. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He says, I will make thy name, watch this, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Isn't that exciting? If you make this separation and you recognize who you are in God, he says, I'm going to make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. I'll make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Why? Because we, as we testify of the goodness of God, cause people to recognize that the only reason we got to where we got to was only because of God's goodness in our lives. We can testify. Not only is God's name remembered in all generations, but God in turn does the same things for us. You know, David says, I'm going to build a house for you. And God says, no, David, I'm going to build a house for you. Praise God. You know, so the great battle of our lives becomes how I'm going to outdo God. And God says, come on. You want to outgive me? Okay, let's do it. You want to outbless me? Let's do it. But guess what? The more you wanting to be like him, trying to outdo him, the further you get. God wants to bring you and I to a higher dimension. Amen? As I'm wanting his name to be remembered, by doing whatever it is that I need to do to exalt him, God says, I'll do you one better. I'll lift you up. But now you're in a higher position now to lift him up. And then he says, I'm going to do you much better. I'll lift you up too. Then, and before you know it, you'll win. How did I get here? Oh, by praising God, by worshiping him, by causing his name to be known. Who would have heard about a Billy Graham if he had not made the name of God known? The more he made the name of God known, the more his name got known. Ryan Bunkie, same thing. My spiritual father, Maurice Cerullo, same thing. Amen? The more you do to exalt him, the more he exalts you. Unfortunately, the devil does the same thing. The more wicked you are, the more he makes you known as a wicked person. So we're still talking generations later about Hitler. And even if I said a name like Idi Amin, oh yeah, I know that guy, Idi Amin. For what? For his wicked acts. But God wants us to be known for righteousness, for truth, for meekness.
as glad people, filled with the joy of the Lord, prophesying wholeness and healing into people's lives, into nations, loving and not hating. Praise God. So let us thank God as we wrap up here. God, help me to lift up your name, to make your name known. With the words that I declare out of my mouth, with my worship and adoration, with my giving, with my proclamation, and everything about my lifestyle, Lord, 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 let me make your name known. Let it be remembered in all generations, the young, the old, the middle age, the babies, everybody. Let them see the glorious manifestation of the goodness of God. Pray. Thank God. Lord, oh God, help me. Help your people. Oh God, make your name known. Let us, oh God, understand, Father, that you are the God who has blessed us to be a blessing. And Lord, oh God, that as we exalt you, as we give our time, our attention to your purposes, Lord, oh God, that you begin also to make a name for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Abba. We thank you, Yeshua. We thank you for the grace, oh, of your Holy Spirit operating in our lives right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that, Lord, oh God, that our mouths will extol you and declare your praise. Lord, oh God, help us, oh God, to worship in spirit and in truth. Lord, oh God, let, oh God, our worship, oh God, be so attractive that it causes others, oh God, to become jealous and they want to do the same thing. They want to walk, oh God, in righteousness and in truth. They want to pursue after you. Lord, oh God, let our marriages, oh God, be so blessed, oh God, that, Lord, oh God, people want to say, oh God, let my marriage be like that marriage. Let our giving, oh God, cause people to say, Lord, I want to give like that. Let, oh God, our praise, oh God, cause people to say, Lord, I want to praise like that. I want to sing like that. I want to preach like that. I want to testify like that. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, oh God, so do mighty things in us, Lord, oh God, that it causes others to experience a challenge. Oh, Father, that causes them to be indicted in their hearts. My heart indicts. Adabo shakataba. Oh, God, let everything about us just gush of your goodness. We magnify you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm glad that you came tonight to participate in this time of intercession and prayer. And we know that God is going to move mightily in our next conference, the Spiritual Warfare Conference that's coming up in just a few days. Starts Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central Time here in Winnipeg. And then we'll continue to the evening. And our guest speaker for the first night and also the second night is going to be a great general of faith that God has raised up in the great nation of Sierra Leone. Bishop Archibald Cole will be ministering to us and in a very powerful way. Hallelujah. And then we'll wrap up on Tuesday night with another general of faith speaking to us from the great land of Tanzania. And these are seasoned men of God. I was talking to somebody today and said, wow, I've been following what's happening at Glory and Peace. It's like you guys are having
a world conference every month. Because we God has just blessed us with great giants of faith. These are not small people. These are people that speak at major conferences. And God has given them to us to speak to us and use this platform here to spread the word. Amen? And so let us come ready to receive. Let us come ready to sow into these ministries and do many other things. I'm believing God that during this conference that God will so bless us and that we are going to help support a ministry that is working against human trafficking and prostitution in different parts of the world, and we're going to sow into that. With every conference, we are going to be sowing something. And actually, it's like we're giving 120% back from each conference. I'm just looking at what we're doing. Well, you know, somebody might say, well, that's not good management. You know, how come you're giving everything away? You should save some, keep some. That makes a lot of sense, and it's a good plan. But we're going to do what God says we should do. Amen? Because ultimately, He is a provider. Amen? And as we sow into lives around the world, God will grant us a harvest that is beyond what we can handle. Amen? He says, I will bless you, and you're not going to have room enough. Amen? You're not going to have room enough to store it. Glory be to God. So we're going to practice that. Glory be to God. Amen. Hopefully, by the time all of this is done, who knows, we might pay off somebody's mortgage. Glory be to God. I don't know what God is going to do, but God is doing something. So, why would you think about something like that? You don't have to think it. You just have to do it. Just be a blessing, even in this house. Hallelujah. Praise God. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for His grace. It is sufficient. Let us honor God with our giving. I kept on talking. I forgot about our giving time. Honor God with your giving. And look forward to seeing you this Sunday morning, bright and early. This Sunday, you're not going to have to worry about coming to church late or logging in late, because we've already gone through that last week. Now you're used to the new time on your clocks, and so that's exciting. And stay blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Good night. Love you. Please give me the guys on Zoom. Let me say hello to them.
Did you get
Oops. It? All right. Okay. I got my regulars here. Good stuff, Rabil. Sister Carol, Sister Carol, Roxanne, Sister Jeanette. I know I don't know what happened. You were able to show your face sometime back, but I don't see it anymore. But anyway, so good to have you guys. May the Lord continue to encourage you and establish you and minister to you in powerful ways. We're so glad to have you.